Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? I spit it through the wire, man.
Rapper-producer Kanye West's debut CD, The College Dropout, was released on this date in 2004. West was born in Atlanta, Georgia on June 8, 1977. After spending time rapping and working with local artists, West moved to New York in 2001 to pursue his music career full-time. While serving as producer to the Stars, West cut his own demo and began shopping it around. He signed a deal with Rockefeller Records, and in 2002 began recording in the studio. On the way home from a session in Los Angeles, West fell asleep at the wheel and was involved in a head-on car collision that left him with a fractured jaw. With his jaw wired shut, West returned to the recording studio to complete his debut release, The College Dropout, which featured the song Through the Wire. The album sold 2.6 million copies and earned him a Best Rap Album Grammy. He matched that feat with 2005's Late Registration and 2007's Graduation. West has also won 3 Best Rap Song Grammys for his hits Jesus Walks, Diamonds from Sierra Leone, and Good Life. For his hit Gold Digger, he took home the Best Rap Solo Performance Award in 2005. West also won a Grammy for Best R&B Song for You Don't Know My Name, sung by Alicia Keys. His collaboration with Common on Southside earned West the Grammy for Best Rap Performance by a Duo or Group in 2007. West put out his next album, 808s and Heartbreak, in 2008. The recording reached the top of the charts and featured several hits, including Heartless and Amazing. That same year, West earned 2 Grammys for his work with other artists. The following year, West released 2 albums on the same day, Good Morning, Good Night, Dusk, and Good Morning, Good Night, Dawn. Also in 2009, Kanye West debuted the line of shoes he designed for Louis Vuitton.
Wrong time in the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, drive a 2-1-2. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. Safe, my dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla.
Neil Ernest Compton passed away on this date in 1999. Compton was a physician of obstetrics by profession and a conservationist by avocation, who is widely recognized as the founder of the Ozark Society to Save the Buffalo River, today known as the Ozark Society Incorporated. The Ozark Society successfully campaigned to stop the construction of 2 dams on the Buffalo River that had been proposed by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The 25th Amendment to the Constitution, dealing with presidential disability and succession, went into effect on this date in 1967. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.